Excuse me. When did it go from informing the public about fracking to fighting to ban fracking?
Oh yeah, there was a tipping point, right? It's almost like we had two missions. Mission number one was really just advisory. We were not trying to ban fracking. I think everybody on the council, city council, and on DAG thought we needed more protections for health and safety, but we all assumed there was some way to make it compatible with the city, right? So we don't have to ban it, we just have to figure out what are the right rules. The tipping point to the ban was after we had worked with the city to rewrite the ordinance, and this was January of 2013, and the ordinance stipulated a lot of additional protections for health and safety, right? One of them, a big one, was a 1,200-foot setback distance. So that's just the distance from the edge of the pad site to the edge of the closest protected use, which, you know, is usually a home, but it could be a school or something like that. Because 1,200 feet, it looked like, from the very little research that was out there in 2013, was a pretty safe number. That was January of 2013. In September of 2013, I got a call from Kathy McMullen, who's a DAG member. She said, you got to come down this neighborhood. It's a vintage neighborhood. It's South Denton. It's right on the border with Argyle. And there are two rigs up, one on the north side and one on the south side of this neighborhood sandwiched between. And both of those pad sites were 200 feet or less from homes in the area. This was after the ordinance that said 1,200 feet. So what's going on? Well, at least two things. One, some of those pad sites pre-existed the houses. So this is what's called a reverse setback, where the house comes later, but the gas well was there first. But not all of them. So there was some gas wells there, but they also were drilling new gas wells. So that got messy. But the biggest thing was that the operator, and this was Eagle Ridge, I believe, was claiming that they were vested, like grandfathered, under older rules. So they said, we're not actually playing by the 2013 rules, because when we got permission to drill and frack here, that was back in 2002, say, something like that. And that gave us this whole, you know, multi-acre area, and we're vested on the rules in the books at that time, right, which were much more lax because we didn't know much about fracking. Then I thought, well, that's too bad for this neighborhood, right? That sucks. But then we uncovered at the fire department reams of these old plats where operators are vested under these sort of rules for what can happen on this area of land. And we're talking thousands of acres all over the city. And then we could see what's going to happen is everybody all over the city is just going to say they were vested under these old rules, which was really a recipe for mass industrialization of neighborhoods, right? So that's when I felt, and I was really the last one on DAG to move towards a ban, because I realized that's a pretty, you know, extreme measure. But when I saw that's going to be the playbook across the city, you know, not just one neighborhood, I said, well, that's it. This is what we have to do. Because if we allow it at all, they're just gonna play by these older rules. Let me say one more thing, because you might think, wouldn't they just say they're vested, even if you passed a ban, wouldn't they be vested under the older rule? And they say the ban doesn't apply to them? So that's something we had to figure out. What we did is we wrote the language of the ban to prohibit fracking as a business practice, not as a land use practice. So that what we're doing is targeting a whole different area of the law. So they can't actually use this specific process. It's not really telling them what they can do with their land, right? So that way they couldn't say that we're vested under these older laws, because we're actually not doing a land use prohibition. We're doing a process. This all got lost in the weeds. I mean, nobody, when you're voting for this stuff, it didn't quite matter exactly how we worded it. But it sure mattered legally to achieve our objectives of actually stopping fracking in neighborhoods that we wrote it a very specific way, right? Because that was the whole reason we were going for the ban. Does that make sense, Kaya?
It does.
Okay, yeah.